This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine. Welcome to the program, everyone. I have in the studio with me and Paul, Randy Anderson. I love saying actually the name Randy Anderson. That works for me.
Senior Good morning,
comms.
Randy.
Good morning.
Randy's the Senior Communications Officer at Living Positive Victoria, and we're talking all about the wonderful International Candlelight Vigil for AIDS and HIV. It's the memorial. It's been going for 35 years. Is that correct, Randy?
That is correct. Yes, we've been going a really long time. So, yeah, we're quite excited to do it again this year.
And is it the largest, or it's the largest grassroots organization in the prevention of HIV?
That is true. So it's coordinated by the, now I'm going to forget the name, but it is a global mobilization grassroots movement of people living with HIV. So not only do we look at, you know, the response in Australia, but we also stand in solidarity to the realities of HIV in different parts of the world.
That's right, because there are plenty of parts of the world where it's a much more dire situation than we have here in Australia. Mm-hmm. So the event itself is held on the 20th of May.
That's correct. So at 5 p.m. in Queensbridge Square.
That'll be a beautiful event. Now, Paul, you mentioned off air that you'd been last year.
Yeah, I did. It was the first year I went last year, and I was I didn't know what to expect, Randy, I guess, mm-hmm. when I got there, and I thought it might be a bit more somber, mm-hmm. but there were some phenomenal young speakers,
yes.
Some young people living with HIV mm-hmm. who were very fit and healthy and talked quite candidly about what it meant to them to live their lives. And particularly mm-hmm. at that stage, I think they were talking about the stigma attached to mm-hmm. having HIV. But mm-hmm. I actually left the event feeling highly energized and encouraged by the fact there was such positivity. Mm-hmm. And you know, the thing for me this year is to address people to go along, because I think it's a great event just to stop and reflect mm-hmm. and think about how we can raise awareness. Mm-hmm. And it's not the death sentence it once was. It was actually awful lot of life going on, and the great work that's gone on for prevention mm-hmm. is working phenomenally. Well.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So the theme for this year is remembering our past, preparing for our future. So it is twofold. So we look at, you know, the early days of the response where we did lose a lot of people to AIDS, and remember them and, you know, recognize the contributions, because they fought for a lot of the privileges that people living with HIV, you know, can benefit from, you know, with healthcare and access to treatment and all those things. So we remember that, but we also look at HIV now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're speaking about the speakers, it's, yeah, you know, what does that look like for me now? And, you know, what can we do now into the future to make sure that people living with HIV are not only living well, but are also thriving? Mm.
Yes, I guess, because there might be some people that would ask, is there any, you know, do we need to continue having the candlelight mm-hmm. vigil? And I think that that's obviously, by bringing in all these new voices,
yeah.
it shows how relevant it is.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, that memory needs to be maintained.
Absolutely. And, you know, it isn't a death sentence like you've mentioned, but mm-hmm. it's the stigma. Mm. The stigma of HIV is the biggest barrier that people have to either getting tested or seeking treatment. Mm. So when we do the memorial, especially in such an open space like Queensbridge Square.
Yeah, there was lots of members of public actually looking on,
yeah.
wanting to get involved, but didn't really know, you know, what was happening down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, and so last year, this will be my second year, or my third year, pardon me, doing the memorial. And my favorite part is just being a bit of a floater and, you know, talking to people walking by. And I'd say more than two-thirds of them have no knowledge of HIV at all. So it's actually quite a fun conversation to have and educate people and be like, you know what, hey, stick around, listen to this person talk. And when people see, there's this misconception of what HIV looks like and what a person living with HIV looks like. So when they see such young speakers like we had last year, mm. people were blown away. Like, mm. that person lives with HIV? I'm like, yes, HIV does not discriminate.
And how their journey had changed. Again, I go back to these speakers. They, you know, they were so good, so confident in trying to articulate exactly what it had meant to them to go on this journey. And I say, I walked away totally energized.
Yeah.
So who have we got speaking at this year's memorial service?
So we'll have four speakers in total. So we'll have two people from our Positive Speakers Bureau. So they'll bring the lived experience of living with HIV. And our keynote speaker this year is Bill Lachlan. And our closing speaker is Fiona Patton. So both Fiona and Bill, they're tied to the theme, remembering our past and preparing for our future, goes to what they've done in the early years of the response, because they were both heavily involved in the response as activists. You know, Fiona worked a lot. She would, one of the first things that she did, she was an AIDS educator, pardon me, for sex workers, so which was a very untouched area as well. Yeah. But, you know, educating women on, you know, their sexual health and prevention, you know, I believe, you know, that that did prevent a lot of transmissions happening, as
absolutely
people were, you know, quite aware of, you know, what the risks were.
And Bill's at the coalface. He's a consultant on HIV and sexual health.
Yeah, so he's he has quite the history. He's an amazing individual as well. He was one of the first volunteers trained by the Victorian AIDS Council to provide care to people living with AIDS in the early days, and he's worked internationally, has sat at local, national, and international boards and committees, as, you know, pushing different policies and just advocating.
So if someone who hasn't been to the Candlelight Memorial, what can they expect when they go down there?
So they can expect hopefully good weather, but this is Melbourne. but, you know, they'll probably, we usually get about, depending on weather, between 150 and 300 people coming out. And then obviously whoever is walking by. But, you know, they'll be able to listen to Fiona and Bill. They'll listen to the positive speakers talk about their story. And we'll also have music by the Low Res Male Choir as well, singing a few songs.
They're also good. They were great last year as well. So the Low Res Choir, obviously a Melbourne-based queer choir.
So what sort of do they sing contemporary, you know, a choir that sings contemporary songs?
They do. They're a great bunch, and they're always on good form. So yeah, they sing lots of good show tunes and things.
Yeah.
A few share tracks.
Maybe, I don't know.
You're going to have to come down and see.
We'll find out. I would suggest if you're going to head down there, because it's by the river, it does get a little bit breezy.
Yes.
So even if the rain does hold off, the wind is usually pretty strong down there. So I'd put on
bundle up, definitely.
A little something to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people want to find out more information about it, Randy, where do they go to?
So they can go to our website, livingpositivevictoria.org.au, or on our Facebook page, and we'll have a lot of information leading up to the event as well.
Great stuff.
Do you provide the candles, or should people come with candles?
No, we will provide the candles as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's just going to be a great, great evening. So we encourage everyone to come out, whether you're living with HIV or not, just to come and stand and support the community.
Now, Randy, how long have you been with Living Positive?
It will be my 2-year anniversary today. Actually, yeah,
lovely.
The 28th. It is, yeah.
Congratulations
years.
On the anniversary. And what do you do as your role as a communications officer?
So I do a lot of behind the scenes work. So I am the voice of the organization. So anytime we do any kind of communication, whether it's written or verbal, I'm behind that. So a lot of the times, especially when it comes to, say, you know, a media interview, for example, I will be working with the subject matter expert. You know, if it's someone with our newly diagnosed workshops, you know, I'll work with the, you know, the facilitators to be able to speak to, say, Joy or another media outlet about that, our website, social media, everything.
It's kind of like you're joining the behind the scenes team here today.
I know.
We are the behind the scenes team.
Very vital.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a message actually from a listener. 542 says, so good to hear that how the Candlelight Memorial keeps an important conversation going about HIV going. Well said, Randy, from Caleb.
Oh.
Thanks, Caleb.
So thank you for all your hard work and effort. I say it is on the 20th of May at 5 p.m. Whereabouts again exactly?
At Queensbridge Square.
Queensbridge Square, just on the South Bank.
Yes, the big red steps.
Great stuff. Randy, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks, Randy.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.